Valentine's Day has come and gone. I can't think of any day more depressing, except maybe New Year's Eve, when you end up in the lineup for the ladies' loo when everyone else is hooting and hollering the year's countdown and singing Auld Lang Syne. The last Valentine the first had was over a decade ago. My date had invited me to a costume party on Commercial Drive. I dressed up as a saloon girl, feather boa, push-up bra, mesh nylons, a red lacy garter and high heels to boot. Anyway, the evening ended up a breakup as, after all my effort, my lover ended up flirting and dancing with everyone else. I'd even bought one of those expensive chocolate roses as a gift. Men like chocolate, too. I think, like New Year's Eve, Valentine's Day can be a celebration that can often end in disappointment. What happens when the proposal, or the anticipated roses, chocolates or even a card expressing devotion from one's loved one, doesn't appear? How many heartbreaks are there every Valentine's Day? However, this V-Day was fun at Westwinds, as we had a sponge cake and tea luncheon and guest Elvis impersonator, stunning Steve Jew, entertained. Although often off-key, his acrobatic antics while singing, Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear, had everyone in stitches. February is often a glum month. It's when you get your income tax forms in the mail. With many gray, rainy days, it's holding up to its gloomy reputation. And, this being leap year, we're even getting an extra day of it. But then, maybe I'm giving February a bad rap. According to the Chinese zodiac, the Chinese Lunar New Year festivities this year of the dragon prophesied prosperity and good fortune. We recently had Family Day to celebrate, and the sun appeared. Hope you had fun and the family you had it with was your family of choice. February is also Black History Month. BC. Can take pride in fostering Black excellence. Famed guitarist Jimi Hendrix, for example, lived and studied in Strathcona, Vancouver. People are now discovering the rich history of that once vibrant downtown Black Vancouver community called Hogan's Alley. So, on this last day, I've changed my mind about February. What's not to like? Melody Wales is a Squamish resident, veteran columnist, and writer.